A new study shows the more fun we have at work, the more productive we are, and the less likely we are to suffer burnout. Laughter helping the business bottom line. Lori Dothwaite is a lecturer in psychological interventions at the University of Central Lancashire and is with us this morning on the line from London. Lori, I want to ask you about this survey. What are we talking about here? Regular laughter, sarcasm, dark humor?
Well, there's a lot of research now that shows that having a good sense of humor is linked to not only IQ, but also emotional and social intelligence. There's also a lot of evidence that shows that it can relieve stress. So engaging in humorous conversations, having a laugh with your friends, can reduce stress and help us to overcome difficulties. It also helps us to bond with colleagues, peers, family members, and keeps us healthier.
And what kind of humor are we talking about? Just sort of the general humor or dark humor or sarcastic humor?
Well, there's definitely been some research that shows that in particular, having a good sense of humor, a positive humor, if you like, can improve your well-being. Things like sarcasm, self-defeating humor and things like that aren't necessarily associated with a reduction in stress. Can actually make you a bit more stressed and more aggressive, apparently. There's been some research looking at dark humor and that link with that to intelligence. It shows sort of cognitive flexibility and increased IQ for people who engage in that kind of humor.
I'm interested, is humor something that we are born with, or is it something we can develop?
Well, evolutionary psychologists have found that it is definitely an inherited trait. So, for example, if your parents had a good sense of humor, then there's every chance that you could inherit that. And again, part of that could be nature and nurture, you know. So it can be, you know, inherited through the genes, but also learnt in your family setup. You know, if you join together and laugh regularly, it's something that you've grown up with. Obviously, you're kind of developing that sort of part of the brain and a part of that, your personality.
So let's talk about how this plays out in our everyday lives. People who are funny, do they do better in business? Are they better at relationships? Are they more productive citizens?
According to research, yeah, it does seem to be that way, that actually funny people tend to be more successful. And that has to do with a number of things in terms of confidence. So increased confidence. If you're funny, if you can make people laugh, then you have greater perceived confidence, increased self-esteem. People tend to like you more. You tend to be more social. Also, there's research that shows that you're more attractive. Particularly, women look for men with a good sense of humor. So it tends to show that somebody has better genes, they have better sort of high intellect, more resilient, for example. So women are more attractive to funny men. And there's some research that shows that men like funny women, but it seems to be more that women prefer funny men, particularly men that can produce humor. For quick-witted and things like that.
What is the chemical process that's going on here between laughter and intelligence?
So there's a number of changes that happen in the brain when we engage in humor and it makes us laugh. So one of the things is that we have sort of increased dopamine in the brain. So this is the kind of feel-good hormone. This not only makes you feel happier, but it also opens up the learning centers of the brain. So it helps you to be more flexible, more creative in your thinking. Also helps you to be better at problem solving. There's also evidence that shows that you have reduced cortisol in the brain. So this is the stress hormone. So when we produce cortisol and in periods of stress, this actually inhibits our ability to enjoy humor, inhibits our problem-solving abilities, and inhibits our creativity. So there's studies that have shown that actually engaging in fun and laughter can improve our memories. So there was a research project not long ago with senior citizens showing they were showed a group of senior citizens a 20-minute funny video, and then they measured their cortisol levels afterwards, and their cortisol levels reduced. They also scored higher on memory tests than the other group of senior citizens who had not been shown the video. So there are some interesting findings here in terms of perhaps, research around dementia and Alzheimer's as well.
That's very positive. I know a couple of times you've mentioned in this interview already that you have better problem-solving skills. I'm guessing this means that, or could mean that, using humor in education is also positive.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So definitely they've found that humor in the classroom can really enhance children and adult learners' ability to master and comprehend new topics, also to sustain attention as well when teaching. Again, like we said before, that chemical differences that happen in the brain when we engage in humour, we open up the learning centres, so people are able to retain more information, improve their memory, and improve mastery as well of new topics. So definitely something to be using in the classroom, and also just makes students want to learn more. It's a positive experience, helps to reduce the stress and anxiety that students might face as well.
People are listening right now probably thinking, okay, this sounds really good. How can I become more funny? How can I develop a sense of humor if I don't have one? Is that possible?
Yeah, it is possible. So, we mentioned before that perhaps there is, a heritable trait there, but we also know that it's something we can develop. It's a muscle that can be exercised. The more we do engage in it, the more we can improve our ability to laugh and see the funny side of life. So there's lots of different things that we can do, like go along to laughter yoga classes. There are a number of those kind of set up now, and I'm sure you have them where you are as well. So that's a kind of a class that's combining laughter techniques with yoga practice to improve relaxation, to help reduce stress. The body doesn't actually know the difference between real and fake laughter. So, we can actually induce fits of laughter and still get the same biochemical benefits. So that's one thing. Also, watching funny films, spending time with fun friends. Engaging in childlike play, as we get older and got bogged down with work, we tend to be so serious and we don't, do the fun things that we used to enjoy and play the games that we used to play when we were younger. But actually, there's huge benefits to engaging in play, doing fun things, going camping with family and friends, or playing games, playing different sports. And generally, just being silly and acting your shoe size for once. Albert Einstein very much attributed his brilliant mind to his childlike sense of humor, as did Stephen Hawking as well. So there's definitely something in it.
You mentioned the research into dementia and Alzheimer's disease. I'm wondering if there's any research that, let's say you are a humorous person, have always been a humorous person, and have found yourself to be becoming less so. Could that possibly indicate a neurological issue happening there early on?
Possibly. I mean, that there definitely seems to be, when people, you know, start to exhibit symptoms of Alzheimer's, there are changes that happen in personality. And it's really unfortunate, particularly, you know, sad for the person themselves, but also for family members to see that change occurring. Again, I think it's something that probably needs a bit more research done, but we do know that actually, you know, laughter therapy and having fun and engaging dementia patients in play therapy can really improve how they feel, help them to better manage the stress, and can reduce some of the kind of symptoms that they experience. So it's definitely an area that needs much more research, I think.
Along those lines, you've talked about a couple of areas that you'd like to see some more answers. If you were going to run one of these studies, what immediate questions would you like answered that haven't been answered yet?
That's a really good question. Gosh, there's so much that I still really, really want to know. I would like to see, you know, humour, fun and play taken more seriously, you know, in business and in education. It still tended to be seen as something silly and frivolous, you know, something for the weekends. But actually, you know, I think we need to try and incorporate this into our places of work a lot more, definitely into our education systems, because it can really boost creativity. It can really help productivity as well in the workplace. So I would like to see much more research done around that area of it, but also in terms of the health side of it. So, you know, there are pioneers of play, looking at working with patients with cancer and dementia as well, and these are really important areas to look at. You know, they've found that when patients with cancer engage in regular sort of laughter and humour and fun, it tends to not only relieve their symptoms of pain but also improves their outcomes and survival rates as well. So again, we need to kind of really develop this area of research further.
Laurie, we appreciate you being with us this morning, and we're all going to go out and try and laugh a little bit more today.
Fantastic.
Laurie Dothwaite is a lecturer in psychological interventions at the University of Central Lancashire in the UK with us from London this morning.